Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. And it is April 1st already. Here we are in the fourth month of this amazing, transformative, big year. And to help you move through all the different energies that are coming our way, that we are experiencing, that we are creating, that we are healing, we have an awesome topic today. Author, publisher, and healer, Lloyd Matthew Thompson is here to talk about his latest release called Energy Worker. And this book is a companion to his Light Worker book. If you're familiar with any of Lloyd's previous books, you'll know that he writes a lot about energy and how your energy is special and needed at this time. And this brand new release is so good that I'm really excited to have him on the program today to share more about this topic. So I want to give you a brief introduction to Lloyd Matthew Thompson because he has a great story. So he was raised in a strict religious household, home educated from second grade through graduation, and is the oldest of nine children. He has since explored, experienced, and been shaped by many other pathways, including Buddhism, shamanism, paganism, and New Age. He is a writer, painter, drawer, and teacher who incorporates all of these modalities into his work. He has written for various metaphysical and holistic blogs and magazines, both locally and globally. He is the author of many books, including Light Worker, A Call to Authenticity, and The Natural Healer's Guide, as well as some fiction works. And today, he is here to speak with us about his newest book, Energy Worker, A Call to Empowerment. Lloyd currently lives in Oklahoma City with his wife, their triplets, his four-year-old daughter, and, of course, two cats, because we all need cats in our house. So welcome to the show today, Lloyd. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello.
Hello, hello. And full disclosure, everyone, I did write the foreword for this new book, Energy Worker, A Call to Empowerment, which was an honor, and yet I'm so excited because I fell in love with this book, Lloyd. I just thought it had so much good information, and I'd love to know, as we get started, where did you feel the call or the pull to talk about energy in this way and to let people know more about how they can work with energy?
Yeah, first, thanks so much for writing the foreword. I was the one honored. So you wrote such beautiful, perfect forewords. So it really finished and completed the book. So thank you. But for the book, a lot of the major focus of energy is energy healing, like just the healing aspect. And that kind of just like boxes it in and is only one tiny part of what energy is. And just the more I saw and watched people and observed and realized that they were focused on this tiny dot when there's everything everywhere that's energy, I began formulating and looking for how I could help people think bigger, think outside that box. And I started as an energy healer. So I guess it was kind of just my journey and evolving as I've gone along. And I'm still going along. I'm nowhere near the end. There is no end for real. But so, and then when I wrote Light Worker, A Call to Authenticity, as I wrote that, it was supposed to just be a standalone book. I started to get that there would be another book with it. That was 2 years ago. So now almost 2 years later, 2 years in the making, Energy Worker called Empowerment has arrived. And today is actually the launch date. So April 1st, it's not an April Fool's joke. It's really here and it's really real.
It's very real. Yes, yes. And I think you really tapped on an important, really important point that, you know, energy isn't just about the healing aspects. There's so much more to it. And I thought that the different chapters and topics you included were really fascinating. And I just want to read those really quick for people. There's 10 different chapters that are about being affected by energy, reading energy, working with energy, intuitive living, mystic and religious energies, your energy body, learning to feel energy, healing with energy, and then being curious, remaining curious as the final chapter. And I thought each of these was a wonderful exploration in all the aspects and faucets of energy that we are. How did these different topics come to you?
With anything I create, I just let it create itself. I'm just a channel or a conduit for it. I know generally what I feel from it, but I don't try to outline any kind of structure or anything. I just let it flow from one to the next. And so even the chapter titles just come as it once it ends, like, okay, I'm at the end of a chapter, it's time to start a new one, and this one's called, oh, and it tells me. So, but that chapter that says working with energy is the point that I really try to all throughout the book, that with is the key word, working with energy, that people. Another thing I've observed when people are trying to learn to work with and working with energy and learn about energy, they try to like control it or command it as if they're the master and energy is a little the slave or minion or something. But it's not that way at all. It is a partnership, and it's working with energy, not working over energy or commanding at all. And that's one of the most important keys in working with energy and becoming in tune with everything around you.
Excellent point, yes. And being that co-creator with energy in all aspects of our lives. And one of the stories, the anecdotal stories that you share in the book is about how when you were moving into your new house, you asked the energy of that house to work with you and your family to welcome you into that space. I thought that was a brilliant example of how we work with energy in ways we don't even think about.
Yeah, people like solid objects or our houses or our vehicles or things sitting on our desk. People don't often stop and think that they are made of energy too. And we are made of energy, and it's the same energy, the same energy that even the invisible energies are swirling around. All of this, the same of it is interconnected. And so, of course, they can bond and hear us or feel us. It's feelings and emotions are the language of energy, really. And when you respect and honor things, they respond, whether they're a so-called inanimate object or whatever.
Right. Yes, and that's really important too, because I think in our physical environment, in our earth-based selves, we forget how everything is created with energy and that we can absolutely work with it, even if it's a solid mass or if it's something that we at first forget is composed of energy that we have access to. And I love the examples you shared throughout the book, and that's what I thought was really effective in driving home your points about how we can just naturally work with energy. And like you say, you don't need a certification. You don't need to go to a class. It's just something that we're all gifted with. Was there a time in your life when you realized this was the case, that you were innately gifted as an energy worker?
Well, I've pretty much been aware of energy my entire life, whether I knew what it was exactly or not. I sensed things and be aware of things, but before I knew the words, the lingo, energy or energy worker. But yeah, I grew and experimented and learned. I just realized along the way what was going on, and that's really the best way for anyone to learn, just experiment and go on their own journey. Books and everything are helpful, but until it's really real for you from your own experience, it's never truly going to really sink in, I don't feel. And so I'm a huge advocate for self-empowerment and authenticity, for reasons like that.
And every person has their own unique way of working with energy that fits who they are and their skills and their gifts and what they're here to really experience. And I think that's really cool, too, is that it allows every person to discover for themselves their own unique energy talents.
Yeah, that is one thing I strive for in all my work as well. I believe in keeping things simple and not like giving extraneous step-by-step details of this is how you do it or whatever. I think it's much more effective to just get simple and straight to the point and then say, here you go. Go figure out how is best for you, how it works best for you. These are basics. So my work is intentionally pretty straight to the point and simple like that for that reason. And sometimes it makes it harder to write like that, but I feel and believe it's much more effective.
And I think that's also the real call to empowerment, as the book is called, because you're really then tapping into your own abilities. And at this time on the planet, it's an exciting time to be discovering what you can do with energy and how you can work with it and how it works with you. So I really resonate with that perspective, Lloyd. I think it's really powerful. You are also the publisher of Starfield Press, which has quite a bit of metaphysical, spiritual, New Age books out there. Could you let some people know a little bit more about what Starfield Press offers and what they can find in your book catalog?
Yeah, Energy Worker is actually the title now. Starfield Press is about 3 years old. It'll be three this summer. So I think that's not too shabby for just starting it 3 years ago. But I began it as a place for all sorts of metaphysical and spiritual and evolutionary material to have a home, and that's not getting seen or published, looked at elsewhere, and is dedicated to this quality, thought-provoking, and self-empowering work, both fiction and nonfiction. And anyone who's written anything can submit at any time and submit to for review for publishing. And it's just seeming to grow bigger and bigger all by itself. I don't feel I'm doing a whole lot to grow it, but it is just getting bigger and bigger. And like online courses and stuff and collaborations with others and networking are just blooming left and right. So I take that as a sign that everything is on the right track.
Yeah, definitely. And you do have a growing number of authors with different types of spiritual messages, and I mean everything from, like you said, the spiritual fiction and poetry to chakras and Aquarian empath and abundance and all kinds of great stuff. So it's exciting to see that grow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. There are five more titles that I'm aware of this year, or becoming out this year, so it seemed to be the biggest year yet, so stay tuned for those.
Yeah, that's great. I noticed the one that's coming out about a month from now is about alchemy. Could you give us a little sneak peek of what's included in that book, or what we can expect about the fascination with alchemy?
Sure. It's called Alchemy 365, a self-awareness workbook. It's by Brenda Lightfeather Maroy, a very gentle, wonderful woman who has spent years making a daily meditation book. There's literally one for every day, and it's just such a guide towards pointing you to yourself and self-empowering and just cracking open boxes and getting you to take honest, naked looks at yourself and decide just exactly who you want to be and where you want to go. So I'm very excited about that one as well. It's scheduled to come out May 1st, so this is April 1st, so just 1 month from today.
Great. Yeah, well, I'm going to keep an eye on that one because I think those one-a-day books can be really powerful, and it's amazing how the messages synchronize with what you're experiencing or what you just need to hear on that day. So I'll be looking out for that one as it comes out.
Yeah.
I wanted
so
to also
much.
Touch on – go ahead.
I was just going to say there's so much in that Alchemy 365 that as I'm editing and formatting it, just reading the whole year straight through, it feels like almost overloaded sometimes. It's because it's really powerful but gentle, well written. So it's going to be great.
Great. Okay. Great. I'm glad I have a sneak peek. I can put that on my radar. and then. Lloyd, I also want to talk about a few other books that you have out right now because a lot of what you offer are different guides for people, and especially light workers and those who are looking to know themselves as spiritual beings here in their human suits. And so how do you see energy worker being that next step or perhaps companion to light worker? How do those two books coincide and work together, if you will?
Light worker, a call to authenticity, is really more focused on the individual, like looking at yourself and guiding you toward contemplating exactly who you are and what you are. And then energy worker takes it the next step where then you turn outward and see everything around you and realize that it is all energy and all the same and all connected to you as well. So that what you are choosing to be is not all affecting or involving you, but everything around you, from the pencil on your desk to the coworker sitting across from you.
It seems that more people are identifying as light worker, or at least they are curious about what that means. And so I think that it's interesting too, you know, you could read Energy Worker, A Call to Empowerment, and you want to learn more and then discover that you also resonate with light worker because there are so many things about that overlap and really support knowing yourself better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it all gives a sense of purpose and reason to everything, and begins to help us make sense of everything that we sense and pick up and pick up on around us and feel, and just every day is a process, and it takes conscious mindfulness in every area. And at times that's hard, but at times it's not. And the more you do it, the more just natural it becomes until you're basically shining a light. So
yeah,
that's kind of how I see
said.
What a light worker is. Yeah.
As your role as both an author and as a publisher, are you seeing a change in the type of spiritual topics that people are interested in, or even that are being submitted to you? And I'm curious about that because the vibration on the planet is changing so much right now that I'm wondering, as more people step forward with their spiritual gifts and messages, what you're seeing on your side that maybe is reflecting the energy changes of our planet.
Actually, yeah, what I've watched for like the last 10 years or so with what the need for people to take responsibility and authenticity, I've actually started to see that come about now after all these years of like feeling not there, both in requests from readers and submission from writers. That shift I feel is really starting to set in, and people are willing to sit down and do the work that is required. They are realizing the benefits that it does have, and that it is important, not just something that you should do, that it really does make a change. And change is needed more than ever as things shift. So people are more and more reaching that point where they're willing to do whatever it takes, which acts like domino effect and affects others because everyone is connected every which way. So just one person changing could change another 10 all around, and then those 10 could change another 10. So everything really does start with ourselves.
Yes, definitely. And I think it's fascinating to see this acceleration of ourselves individually and collectively, because the more people who are curious and who are, you know, even just checking out a book like energy work or any other metaphysical topic, you know, they are opening up to more of their own potential and possibilities. And it's quite an exciting time to see more and more people doing that. I also want to let people know that if you really resonate with Energy Worker and you want to take it to another level, there's also going to be a mastery course that Lloyd has put together that you can participate in to learn more about your own energy. Can you share like a sneak peek about what you're going to be teaching in the mastery course, Lloyd?
Yeah, that's an incentive fell into place. I thought it was going to take a lot more owning to convert the book into an online course. It just fell into place, and it contains more information and exercises that are not in the book. The book still contains more that the course doesn't have. So the two together really is like a enrichment circling round and round. So there's going to be a great effect coming from it all. So I'm very excited about all of that. And this is the first time that anything like that has happened. So there may be one following for the Lightworker book as well. We'll see what's in the cards ahead.
Yes, that's great. Well, and these types of interactive experiences really help bring the information alive for people, even if, you know, they can practice in their own private space and they can do more of the exercises and tools when it fits into their busy life. And I think it's just time to really empower people in this way, which is why I love that the book is called Energy Worker, A Call to Empowerment, and you have ways that realistically and practically do that for people. So thank you for that. Thank you for creating that.
Yeah, it's all real and it's real life. So just our everyday life, we can begin to notice things all around us. We just take awareness and put in our eyes, basically. So,
yeah.
Special or so we have to go or anything special we have to do. It's just a matter of shifting our perceptions to it. So
yes, and that's so
important.
Oh, go ahead.
No, that's all.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, well, it's so important, too, to have that awareness in our daily lives, no matter if we're going to the bank or to a corporate job or a family reunion or wherever we are in our lives, yeah, to know that we take these skills and abilities with us.
Yeah, and it helps tons with feelings of helplessness or loneliness, too, the more you're aware that you are a part of everything, not just this planet, but the universe at large. So it really changes how you feel about yourself. So I
yes,
really hope that it helps everyone exactly how they need that fine patience with it.
We just have a few minutes left. I'm seeing the countdown here on my screen for the studio. And I just want to again remind people that Energy Worker, A Call to Empowerment is available on Amazon. It's available on Nook. It's on iTunes. It's basically anywhere you can buy books. And it's also available as a paperback. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All paperback and all ebook formats. So.
Excellent. So is there any final thoughts or insights you'd like to leave us with, Lloyd, before we sign off on our conversation?
No, just that you are energy. Everything is energy, and it may seem magical, but it's just normal everyday life and what we've all been walking around in the whole time. It's time to empower ourselves and begin living fully as we were meant to. So
beautiful.
I wish you all.
Yes. Great. Well said. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are going to sign off now, but I hope that you enjoy Energy Worker, and please leave a review if you do and share with other readers what you identified with and resonated with and what helped you the most, because those reviews can really help other people understand the value of a book. And also be sure and check out starfieldpress.com for more offerings. And if you are an author or you think you have a message or a book in you, be sure and also look at the submission information to see if you are ready to submit and become a published author, because more people are looking for messages right now. It's an exciting time to be an author. So,
yeah, great.
I thank you so much for being here, Lloyd. It's great to hear about your latest book.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. I love coming on every time.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Wishing you a beautiful beginning to April. And I will see you next week for another live episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thanks for being here, and take good care. Bye-bye.